So, well, Anil is with us. How pleasing was that performance?
Delighted. You know, it's difficult, isn't it, when you play against lower opposition and we're trying to get minutes into people's legs and they're on the back of tough running sessions, you know, and then, you know, it's hard and other teams raise the game. I thought today, you know, I've just gone to the dressing room and said, that's my side. You know, as a manager, that's how my side play, how we press, how we harry. We get on the ball, we've got quality all over the park, and, you know, let's not dress it up. That's not too dissimilar to beat us 7-0 last season, and it hurts that, you know, and we don't believe in friendlies. You know, every game we want to win, and, you know, we give a really good account of ourselves against a really good League Two side.
And how important was it to have that back four from last season back together again and really looking like it was a continuation of last season?
They're as good as anything. You know, it's hard. You know, I don't make excuses about pre-season, but, you know, Aaron's been carrying an injury. Donny's had to get minutes. Doyle and Curtis have had to play, you know, different people. It's just all about minutes and fitness, but, you know, everybody knows that you're going to have to be a really good player to dislodge that four. They've got a real good understanding, and we built a lot of our success on it last season, and that doesn't mean they can get complacent. But you can see how good they are as a together unit, and you can see that they've played together for a year.
We've not been able to name a man of the match. A bit of a shortlist would seem churlish to do so. Players that caught our eye, though. Michael Donoghue, who we know is a skillful player, and he's not a big lad, but what impressed me today was his tenacity and the way he was at it all the time. There was almost another new side to his game as well as that skill. Is that something you've been looking at with him?
He's like a new signing this season. You know, Donner's, for whatever reason, things go on off the field and it's hard to bring your A game every week. Donner's has come back hungry, tenacious, you know, with a point to prove he wants to play in this side. And, you know, I've started the side that I believe have worked hardest in pre-season. They've shown the desire, the attitude, and, you know, and I said that right from day one. You know, when it comes to big games, the lads who really impressed me will get the nod. And, you know, Donoghue, like Jack Lenihan, etc., they deserve their opportunity. But listen, you only have to look at the 91st minute. Donoghue's gone from right back right into the far corner, and, you know, I said to Ryan, he's a machine. You know, he's a machine, and it's great to have around.
Michael Fowler, what did you make of his 45 minutes? Busy, isn't he? And he just got something mentally. You can just see
he leads the line. Listen, and there are no shoes to step into. People will go, well, he scored 37 goals. That's done and dusted. It's gone. You know, we've got a number nine now who really leads the line well, takes a lot of pressure off lads in behind him, works effortlessly. He's a big, hungry boy. You know, he won't get pushed off the ball and he'll score goals. You know, he'll score goals. But for me as a manager, it's more about scoring goals and about how we defend from the front. And I think he does that really well. And it's a big signing for us. And, you know, the more he gets to know the lads, the chemistry will come, the relationships will develop.
And Griffiths seems to go strength to strength. He's just got time, hasn't he?
He's a Football League player. I'm telling anybody, he's a Football League player. I love watching Lou Griffiths play. Changed his game slightly. I don't know if people have noticed, but, you know, although he picks the ball up deep off the back four, it's how many times can he break the box as well. And he did it against Stockport away and scored. I think today, you know, he's playing against established players there, and I don't think there was anything as good as him on the park. You know, I think he was outstanding. And for us, we just got to keep developing him. He loves his football here. We're going to keep developing, but I'm sure he'll be turning heads.
Matt Van Wyk on trial from Fulwood. Lovely, composed finish. He's got some skills, that lad. Is he giving you a dilemma about...
No, I've known Matt. You know, people roll their eyes when they said, who's Matt Van Wyk, who is he? And, you know, we have connections everywhere, and I know, you know, how Matt's been doing for the last couple of years, and I set him a challenge last season that, you know, if he carries on doing it, he's going to get an opportunity here. So, you know, people say he's on trial, but he scored another goal. He scored in the other pre-season of the week, and he's a natural goal scorer. He's 19 years old. He's scoring 40 goals in the West Lancs. I don't care what league you. If you score 40 goals, you're a goal scorer. And for me, he's put himself right at the front, you know, right in the window. And we want him around. You know, he's got elements of his game he's got to learn. Mm-hmm. You know, when to offload it and when to bring people into play. But no, really happy. Really
so,
happy with
him. Do you see him as a future being part of the squad this season?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, you know, we've got to drill down to 17, 18, and, you know, it might be that we've got to get him out playing games somewhere else. But he can't have done any more. He's at every session. He can't have done any more. He's, you know, I said to people, give me a headache, give me a problem, and, you know, lads are giving me problems now.
With regards to the remaining part of pre-season, are we through the trialist phase now, do you think, or are you looking at, is your mind still open, or is,
no,
are you
I mean,
quite
we, settled? You know, this week we've released Ben Kerr, Matty Makinson, Cyril Owolave. You know, they just haven't made the grade, and I've got to get down to my to my squad as soon as possible. We've got big games coming up. Longreach Tuesday. I think City Liverpool we've got coming up. We've got Clitheroe coming up. Got Trafford coming up. So, you know, I want to drill down now on this 18 and start giving them, like I've done today, 70s, 80 minutes. And, you know, if you know, something came available that's better than what we've already got, then obviously. But, you know, we're also giving lads from the academy a chance. You know, young Tyler at left back had come on, picked up his GCSE results on Thursday, and he's playing against a League Two side today. Lenny, who went in next today. So, you know, we've got talent in the academy, and I've been open and said we're gonna utilise that. But you'd have to be a really, really good player, something special to break this unit up at the minute. And what's nice for me, and I think what's nice for fans is, you know, you can pretty much name the starting 11 or name the 14-15, because, you know, lads are still here from last season and they deserve the opportunity to go again. So, you know, we're not actively seeking anything at the minute.
It was very interesting to see that obviously Barrow swapped virtually their entire team on 60 minutes. Full-time squad, obviously. Fitness levels, you must be quite pleased with the fitness levels today. They've stuck at it and matched them man for man, even the guys that were out there 90 minutes.
Yeah. Okay, we worked really hard the pre-season. We've done a lot of time distance work. We've done a lot of short recovery work. We've done a lot with the ball, a lot with out of possession. We worked on our shape. The lads have, you know, some of them said this is the hardest pre-season they've ever done. You know, people know my pre-seasons. It's not running for running's sake. It's running that you do in a game. So, you know, and they've shown today how many box runs do we do, and we work on that in training. You know, 80 yarders, 60 yarders, 40 yarders, and, you know, it's hard when they're doing it, but you can see they're certainly benefiting from him, and there's going to be no let up for him. You know, each training session between now and the start of the season will be rigorous, it'll be demanding, but it's so we can get the best out of him on the pitch, because we've got an aim next season and we want to achieve that aim.
We've talked last season a number of times about the shape and the play in and out of possession, and that was great today.
Yeah, you know, it's that I laugh every time I say it, but a 4-2-3-1 that, you know, people question at the beginning, but it's the amount of work that goes into it. It's not a fluke, you know, the recovery runs, the positional play, the interchange, the rotations, it doesn't just happen, you know, on a match day. We do so much work on it, and it is, you know, telepathic, the relationships that they developed out there. They know if Griff goes, Potsy sits, or, you know, if whoever, Donoghue goes beyond, Fowler drops in the right hand side. It's things that we work on. It's come to fruition, and what it does allow you to do is score goals from all over the park. You know, people can chip in. Look at Aaron Morris today, 90 yarder to the back post and his header, and, you know, he doesn't like running 90 yards in training, but, you know, it benefits when you score a goal. So we'll keep working on it. You know, we've got a long way to go yet. Lads are going to be tired tomorrow. We're going to have to do a recovery session and then get ready for Longreach on Tuesday, and we'll make a few changes. You know, we've got lads on the bench today. We'll get more minutes to keep people fresh. But it's up to them. You know, come 19th of September, it's the team will pretty much pick itself, so it won't be any fluke. You know, it'll be on hard yards, it'll be effort, and it'll be on ability on the ball and off the ball, and whether or not you can take team instructions on board. But we've got a headache because we've got a really talented squad.
Just checking in on the injuries, Cockerline, how many weeks away?
Yeah, we think Dan might be able to join in training this week. Regan Linney trained Thursday, but he felt it Friday morning, so, you know, that's a blow for us. So we're down to, what, 16, 17, 18 today, and probably two to come in, so we won't rush them back. You know, we've got Fowler in now, we've got Matty Van Wyk, you know, we've got wide men, wide area, so we'll give them as much time as they need, but they're big players for us. You know, Regan Linney is a massive player for this club, so, you know, he might have to do a mini pre-season again because he's been out for 2 or 3 weeks, but, you know, when he's ready, he'll be ready to return, and again, he'll be putting himself forward for a place in the starting 11.
And with Makinson making way, as it were, do you feel you've enough cover with Aaron Morris coming into the centre, yeah, or are you looking
looking for a centre half. But Donoghue's given me a different headache. He can play right back, so Morris can slide into the middle of the three. So I thought I needed one, but the way Donoghue's just come back, I thought, no, I don't need one. And Donoghue can play there, he can play there, Eric can play inside. You know, if I'm being really, really picky, you know, if another left back came available, you know, to give Donoghue some time off the pitch, if it ever happened, you know, the way he's going at the minute, he'll play every game. But, you know, if it came about, then we might look at it. And we're also bringing another keeper in, so to give Ollie some competition. So, but on the whole, we're really happy with the squad. We're delighted with the news for Fowles this week, getting him over the line. We just can't wait for the next time we come together.
Dodd, you put in the middle at the end. That was interesting. Was that something you were thinking of as an option? Or was it just a...
Donny's played there for me before. Yeah. You know, he can do that. I wanted him to play 90 minutes today. You know, I wanted him to get past that 75-minute mark. And, you know, I asked him if he had stuff left in him, and he did. And he did well when he went in there, you know. And Donny's a left-back, but he can cover a variety of positions. But no, it's just keep giving lads more minutes when we can do. And, you know, come Tuesday night, he might only play 60 minutes and, you know, give him a rest. But, you know, we're working up to that, you know, match fitness. And match fitness is... You know, it's got to be 95 minutes, it's got to be 100 minutes, it's got to be 120 minutes if that ever came. So, you know, lads are going to... They're working hard.
Just finally, two more mentions. Lenny Fieldhouse came on. Yep. Didn't have much to do, but when he had to react very quickly to one save. And also Ennis with the build-up play, which led to the equaliser.
Listen, Charlie's sat there now, he's not happy. You know, he hasn't played, he wants to kick every ball of every minute, but he understands that lads, you know, have done a little bit more at the minute. But Charlie Ennis is a superb footballer, and will play Tuesday night. And, you know, when Charlie's, you know, on song, there's not a lot better than him. And I've got to manage Charlie well. You know, he's not getting any younger, 30, but he's got a big part to play for his club this season. And, you know, I'm sure he'll be chomping at the bit to get back in the first 11, so he'll have an opportunity on Tuesday. But Lenny, you know, really happy with him. He made a couple of good saves, he played out well, delighted. And as I sit here now, we talk about team bonding and team togetherness. You know, lads have ordered a load of pizzas today. They've got a couple of drinks in there. You know, they're going to have a few hours together just to, you know, bond again. So, you know, we're a big family here. We're in it together. But I must say, you know, there might have only been a couple of hundred here, but it was so nice to see fans back in the ground and seeing them clap and going over to the fans. It's been a long time coming. And I'm sure as the weeks and months progress, more people will be allowed in the stadium, fingers crossed. And, you know, we can get it back to what it is, you know, rocking again. But it was a special feeling today to come out to the fans.